Hey, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation, and today we're talking about the simplicity of war and why it shouldn't take a war to get simple. Did you see what I did there? The simplicity of war and why it shouldn't take war to get simple. Even as I'm recording this, I have to admit nothing about war or about my life seems simple. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. Maybe a quest for that no head trash life has finally broken me down and I'm losing my mind. Hey, let's keep going and find out. Recently, I found myself chasing four different goals, taking me in four different directions with my attention, my effort, fueling my guilt. Maybe it was just the shiny object fear of missing out thing, but honestly, every one of those things felt important. It wasn't that any of them were bad or wrong. In fact, I'm still fighting with some of them today. But how many directions can I honestly stretch myself? Why do I always manage to create enough conflict with the spread of ambitions that none of them actually gets done? At least not at the level I want them to get done. And I realize once again that I've strayed from the simple path that I was so hungry for. I created this war. And in that war, I realized how bad I want to feel peace. Seriously, when do things actually get simple? I bet you're thinking I'm going to tell you that answer. Well, maybe, maybe not. Maybe if I told you, it'd really be irrelevant, pious thinking on my part that didn't even matter. But when do you realize how few things actually do matter and embrace the simple things like peace? Wait a minute. War makes me appreciate peace? It sure does for me. See, it's been the heartaches, the brokenness, the to the death, air quotes, struggles when I've gotten the most clarity about life. And you know what I'm talking about clarity and a clear definition of success. There, I said it, one of my two favorite topics, no head trash and defining your success. Boom, drop the imaginary mic. I can't afford to replace the real one, so I don't drop it. Just the imaginary one. Thank you very much. So wait, does that mean I should look for the war so I can find what I'm really looking for? That's about the way we think, isn't it? The reactionary accidental clarity we've come to expect, and that's garbage. I mean, I'm so sick of accidentally learning what's important. I'm sick of breaking my face while I'm chasing parked cars that I relearn and relearn and relearn all the simple things that actually matter. Okay, where was I? It shouldn't take a war for us to realize what matters. It shouldn't take failure to help us get clear about our definition of success. War, peace, failure, success. It seems about right. It shouldn't take drama with our people chasing likes or followers for us to realize what really matters and how we actually connect with each other. Because that's what it's all about. But far too often, it gets in the way. And that's what I'm here to confess about today. So if you care about finding simple and helping other people find simple as well, I've got just three things to say. Can you guess? Look, I can't tell you what that dialed-in focus you're looking for is. It's your journey. The path is your path. Come on, you know how easy it is to map someone else's life out, solve their problems, because you've done it. You've looked at their pain like it's some kind of formula, and they're too blind to see it, and you've said, yeah, I don't see the problem. Just do these three things. Boom. Then you shook your head that they didn't just grab your genius and become superstars overnight. But as we all say, my problems, my distractions, my circumstances are different. And they are. But only in one way, because you're subject to the three things that I love to talk about. They're different because it's your head trash you're dealing with. They're different because it's your definition of success that gets fuzzy. And it's your circumstances that lie to you about what's really happening and what you're really capable of. Oh no, it's me too. Don't get me wrong. I'm not pointing at you telling you I got it right. My circumstances have been blowing up my brain even this morning. Don't let anybody, especially me, tell you how to flush the toilet of your own thoughts. Sorry about that, Mom. But figure out how to flush it. Okay? Seek the comparisons and face every situation knowing there's going to be a war. And it's the opportunity you have to figure out what really matters. It's your road through all of the circumstantial chaos and battle to get to the simple. No, it shouldn't take war and drama to find simplicity and peace, but it always does. Let's get rid of the head trash and do it together. And while I've got you, I want to make this shameless offer. I'm in final editing for my latest book entitled Circumstances Lie. Newsflash. I turned this business book with a bunch of principles into a love story, and you're going to be blown away how clear the five things circumstances lie about line up between our love and our leadership. So if you're interested in getting a free copy of that book, you'll find the details on my website, noheadtrash.com. I hope you'll stay connected as we write the stories that bring peace and prosperity out of the conflict. Hey, let's do it together. If you're a leader, you know the power of delivering a clear message and uniting your people. You've been told you should write a book, but who has the time? Imagine being a best-selling author, sharing that chiseled message as part of your legacy. Writing my first book, I discovered endless roadblocks, and my story got lost in them. That's why I began the Effortless Author Initiative, giving authors the seamless ability to share their zone of brilliance without the brain damage of the process. Whether you're a writer or not, you can author your story and enjoy the process. We take care of the hard part. Let's have a conversation about being an effortless author. It's a free coaching call to see if the Effortless Author Initiative is a fit for you. Text EZBOOK, that's the letter E, the letter Z, B-O-O-K, to 474747 for more information. That's EZBOOK to 474747. I can't wait to hear your story.